Welcome. Time Warner Cable is becoming Spectrum. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Para español, marque 5.
You can respond to this system using your voice or the touchtone keypad. To switch to touchtone only, press *99 at any time.
Operator.
I have your phone number as 858-866-9102. Are you calling about the account for that number?
No.
Okay, starting with the area code, please tell me the 10-digit phone number associated with your account, or say... Just to be sure, I understood phone number 323-590-5362. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to find a match for that phone number. If you have your account number handy, say, use my account number instead. Otherwise, let's try one more time. Please give me another phone number.
Operator.
Okay. To help me determine the right representative for you, billing, add service,
billing.
Remove service, or say, I'm moving.
Help.
You can also tell me what you need help with in your own words.
Billing.
Okay, billing. One moment while I connect you. Since I wasn't able to find your account today, I'll need your zip code so that I can transfer you to the right place.
92108.
Thanks. To avoid being asked for your zip code on future calls, our customer service representative may need to update your account profile. Let me transfer you to a customer service representative. One moment, please.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Lawrence. How can I help?
Hi, Lawrence. My name is Ruben. Could you bring up my account, please?
Sure. Do you have your account number, sir?
I don't know my account number on me, and I switched my credit card. My wallet was stolen, so I don't know how my account is done. I think it's paperless. Can I give you my address?
Yes, please. How about the phone number, sir? Let's start with the phone number first.
Well, my phone number is 323-590-5362.
All right, let me try that. Yeah, it did not pull up an account here, so we'll just use your address instead. What's the address of the service, sir?
My address is 7970 Mission Center Court, number J. San Diego.
What's the name of the...
Ruben Goldstein.
I know. Well, what's the name of the address again?
Oh, 7970 Mission Center Court, number J, San Diego, California, 92108.
All right, thank you. It's under your name, right?
Yeah.
So, there you go. I got the account information here. So, how can I help you with this account?
Okay, so what phone number is it under?
I'm seeing a different phone number here. Do you want me to change this to a different one?
What phone number
to
do you
have? The same number? Oh, I actually cannot provide it over the phone, sir. We are actually prohibited. But if you want to change this, then I can go and change this.
Do you have 858-866-9102?
Yes, that's the one that we have here on file.
All right, that's fine. Actually, no, change it. Change it to 323-590-5362.
Thank you. So there you go. It's now changed to that phone number.
Okay. So how do you guys bill me?
Let me pull up the billing information here. Hold on.
Thanks for your help, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. So I see that you are on automatic payment here with us, the Time Warner Cable, wherein we automatically bill your checking account information.
Is the account number in 8966? Is that the account number?
Yes, that's the one we have here.
Perfect. All right, so here's what's going on. I got a new router. My router, original one, broke. So when I set this up, do I have to call you guys to go through the setup? Or should it be plug and play?
What's the name of the make and model of your router, sir?
I think it's called like an Asus. I don't have it on me. I bought the same exact router that I bought last time.
Mm-hmm. I see. Because for the setting up of that router, since it's your own router, we don't have that access here for the provisioning. So it would be, we'd advise you to call the manufacturer of the router so that they will be able to assist you about configuring the router there on your end.
No. So last time I bought this router, I had to call you guys so you guys could do like a test to set everything up with the PIN or the numbers, the password. Do I have to do that again?
If it's a router, no need. But if it's a modem as well, if it's a modem router...
It's a modem, it's a combo. Yes, it's a combo.
Oh, I see. It's a combo. If it's a modem as well and router, then yes, you need to provide us the serial number or the MAC ID of the modem so
all
we
right.
can register it.
Okay, cool. So what number should I call? Is it the same number?
Yes, the same number.
Okay.
Call us with the same number, provide us with the MAC ID, so we'll be able to register it on the system. So it will be able to receive signal from us.
You got it. Hold on.
We can have it working.
Okay. It's called the MAC ID, correct?
Yes, the MAC ID.
Okay, perfect. All right, can I do that? Are you guys open today, or are you closed soon?
Oh, we're over the phone. We're open 24/7.
Okay, perfect. All right, I will take care of that. I will give you guys a call, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for your call as well. Talk to you later, man.
Talk to you later.
Bye for now.